We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking to Melissa Kirkwood from the Sunset Zoo this morning. And we are looking ahead to the month of February here now, and going to be some interesting promotions coming up, including a buy one admission, get one free. Tell us more about this, Melissa.
Yes, you bet. So in February, we've done it for several years now. We do a buy one, get one promotion through the month of February to encourage the community and visitors to come see us. We promote it as bring a date or bring a friend to the zoo. So it's a good opportunity if you haven't been here in a while, just to kind of get out. Some days, you know, in February can be really chilly, but some can be just beautiful. We have had a fairly mild winter, so it is a good opportunity to get outside, get some fresh air, and come see what there is to explore at the zoo. So we encourage people to come out and take part in that opportunity for the buy one, get one free admission. It is good just once a day, but it is available all throughout the month of February. So come on out to the zoo. Now is a great time to kind of get out and enjoy the outside. And that's a great promotion to take part in.
Yeah, and that's a nice tie-in to, you know, maybe Valentine's Day, take a date there. And then, hey, you don't have to let them know that there's a BOGO thing going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I did want to also just mention to the listeners, our visitors, our members, you may have noticed if you visit the zoo right now, due to some of our construction that is going on your receipt that you receive as part of your admission, you have a coupon at the bottom of your receipt that gives you half price admission until April, just due to our construction right now within the zoo. And that kind of leads me into there's construction going on at the zoo quite a bit right now due to Expedition Asia.
Yeah, that is a neat project. We've talked about it a little bit here, but it's going to really transform the whole zoo once it's completed.
It absolutely is. And it is our gateway to modernization of zoo exhibits within the zoo. We've had the ability through time to update some of our exhibits in the zoo. The Gibbons exhibit is fairly new within the zoo, but with Expedition Asia, we are able to expand and really highlight three particular exhibits within the zoo. And Expedition Asia will cover our Malayan tigers. We will have our two tigers that we have currently. And then we eventually, two male tigers. Eventually, we will have a male and a female because that exhibit will be big enough both for public, with the public exhibit, and then the back side of the exhibit, the holding area, will also have a breeding area. So all of these exhibits will be available for these animals to be bred because they are highly endangered species. So our Malayan tigers will have new exhibits. We will gain sloth bears. And sloth bears, some people are like, remind me what the sloth bears are. They don't look like a sloth, but they are they have the very long-haired appearance to them. And some people know them as the dancing circus bears because that's how they unfortunately were captured and trained a lot in other countries to perform. But that is something we are trying to work to not have happen. And with the conservation efforts of that animal, we are also going to be getting sloth bears. And then our last animal will be our Amur leopards. So we will be getting a pair of Amur leopards as well. So all three of those animals will have huge new exhibits. The exhibits will, like I said, be accompanied as breeding exhibits, but also within the exhibits, there will be neat features such as what in the zoo world we call training walls. And with training walls, our zookeepers will be able to interact. They always interact with our animals, but this will be more visible to the community, to the visitors, and they will be able to showcase how they interact with the animal to learn its natural behaviors, but also be able to have an animal maybe present things to them, present a paw or present a tail, so that our keepers can keep close tabs and close health watch on all of those animals for just appropriate care. So all of our visitors will have a chance throughout time to see that. So it's going to take a little bit of time once our animals are put in those exhibits for the animals to acclimate. It'll take the animals maybe, you know, it depends on the animal, but it could take up to 6 weeks for the animal to acclimate to the area, and then also with the keeper if it's a new animal. But construction right now is completely on schedule. This is an overall 11-month project, and we are just in the first phase of it, but we anticipate that we will be done in the late fall of 2021. Right now, we meet with the construction team while they're on our site. So we see them all the time, but we meet with them about every 2 weeks just to kind of go over a schedule. We continue to be on schedule, and we anticipate, weather pending, that here in the next couple of weeks, we will be pouring concrete to those exhibits. So once you start to see that, and I hope to be showing that on our website with some pictures, once you start to see the concrete come into play for the exhibits start to form, really, from a visual standpoint. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And I think it's going to be great, too, that everybody who comes out to the zoo will be able to see this, because it will be 100% ADA compliant.
Yes. So that's another wonderful point about these exhibits. Aside from bringing a beautiful home to all three of these species, we are going to be able to make our zoo 100% ADA accessible, which has been, frankly, a need for a very long time. But whether it's an ADA issue, or you may just have a wagon or a stroller that you want to be able to take all the way around the zoo, you now will be able to do that. So we're really excited about that, as well as some of the other really cool and neat features that will, aside from the exhibits themselves, we will have some viewing decks within this component of exhibits, where you will have a vantage point where you will be able to go up on a viewing deck and see all three exhibits from, you know, a different vantage point. So, and you'll be able to kind of maybe rest and take in a snack or something and still continue your visit of the zoo. So we're just really excited to be able to bring these types of exhibits to the Sunset Zoo, to the community, and really to the Midwest. So we are super excited that this is a moving forward project with Sunset Zoo.
Absolutely. That's going to be great. I cannot wait to see that. And as I understand right now, the lower tier of the zoo is closed to visitors.
It is. We anticipate, we have to just check in with our construction team and the timeline that they're on. That may be closed quite a bit longer right now. It was closed due to putting some utilities in, and we just have to look out for the safety of our visitors and all the, you know, necessary needs to keep everyone safe. So that lower tier is closed. However, I did just want to let listeners and visitors and members know that all of those animals that are on the lower tier, such as the Maine wolf, the red panda, the otters, our tigers, all of those animals, they are being very well taken care of, and they are remaining in their exhibits. There are a few animals that we have in some different exhibit areas of the zoo off-site, but when we say off-site, it just means they're off-exhibit, but they all are remaining here at Sunset Zoo and being well taken care of. We also, when I say well taken care of, the keepers are with them and interacting with them as they would every day anyway, but we take a little extra precaution during this time because construction is going on around them. And just like people, if something different is happening in your surrounding, you may be a little bit more alert or a little bit more, you know, on point. What is going on? Or what was that sound? Well, our animals react the same way. So if we start to see that there's some stress with an animal about the construction noises and things like that, we will take appropriate precautions and do what we need to do to ease their and comfort them. So just letting everyone know that they're very well taken care of. They miss you, but they are being well taken care of. And we hope probably within the spring, we may be able to open a component of that lower tier, and we'll let you know when that's available.
Okay, very good. Well, it's always exciting to hear what's going on at the zoo. And if anybody wants to learn more, sunsetzoo.com is the website. Anything else, Melissa?
Just want to thank everyone who is, you know, just being patient with us during this time. We know that there's construction all over Manhattan, whether it's on the road or with the other projects, and the zoo's no different. But this is a project with Expedition Asia that we have waited over 6 years to start, and we are in progress right now. But with progress will come great things. So we are thankful. And we do encourage you, if you'd like to go ahead. Now would be a great time, if you haven't explored membership, to go ahead and explore membership. Family memberships are as little as $50. And it doesn't only give you membership to our zoo, but it gives you membership to over 150 AZA accredited zoos across the country. So it's a great opportunity to get your membership now, so that when our new exhibits are open, you are at our doors and ready to come see those exhibits. But come on out any day of the week. We are open 7 days a week, noon to 4 p.m. through the winter. And we thank you for your support.
All right. Melissa Kirkwood again, the marketing and communications our marketing and development officer at the Sunset Zoo. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next time.
Thanks, Brandon.